Welcome to episode 5. I am super excited to dive into today's podcast. We were going to talk about your welcome sequence and specifically this element of your welcome sequence that might be the one thing that is kind of keeping you a little bit stuck. So as usual, I am just going to start with a story. So in a recent Voxer conversation with one of my members, we were discussing her welcome experience. Now I call it a welcome experience because it should feel like you're welcoming someone into your online home. And that is the first part of this kind of shift that you've got to make when you start creating this type of content for your people, is to think through, okay, if someone's coming into my world, what type of experience do I want them to have? So we were discussing what that might look like. And the one thing that she was getting hung up on was feeling like she needed to create a welcome sequence for every single element, lead magnet, funnel that was happening in her world. So specifically, she is someone who participates in a lot of collaborations. So she does a lot of giveaways. And she was saying, every time I submit something to a giveaway, I'm having to recreate my welcome sequence because I want things to be a little bit more personalized, which I totally get. But here is what I suggested to her is, it doesn't mean that you can't customize the experience, but there are elements that get to stay the same. So I want to share with you one very quick thing that you can do if you're in this situation right now where you're like, every time I'm creating a lead magnet, or every time I submit something to a bundle, or I'm on a podcast, whatever that looks like, you end up having to recreate your welcome sequence. Here is how you can do that a little bit different. Now, obviously, you want to make sure that whatever they've signed up to access, that they get that very quickly. That should happen within the first 15 to 30 minutes. So depending on the email platform that you're using, that is going to largely depend on what that looks like, but that should be taken care of first, right? That is a non-negotiable. Now, the actual next email that they get after that, though, that can be the same regardless of what someone comes in through, right? If they're coming in through a lead magnet, if they're coming in through a giveaway, a podcast, whatever, the welcome email that they receive can be the same. So this is what we kind of did with this member, is we sat down and went, okay, so what welcome email can be the same, right? What part of that process? And it's that very first email, the, hey, this is me, this is what I do, here's what I don't do, you know, your kind of welcome story, a little bit more about you, all of those things. So that gets to stay the same. Then from there, it depends on what you're doing or what you're doing in your business as to how the rest of that experience can go. So there's lots of different ways that you can do this. You can choose to have one or two emails that follow that welcome email that are also the same regardless of what happens. Or you can just make your welcome email the one thing that remains the same. And then you get to craft the rest of that funnel or the rest of that email automation based on whatever it is that you want to have happen. So what I mean by that is, if someone comes in through a giveaway, for example, and let's say the thing that you've given away is something that teaches people how to write their welcome email sequence, the next thing that you might present them with is a full masterclass or a live workshop on that. And then you want to do some different emails. So that's going to be a different sequence. That's not part of your welcome email sequence. We want to keep it so that your welcome email, the thing that is the same, regardless of who's coming into your world and how they're coming into your world, that should be the same. And so that's what this member ended up doing. She decided that she was just going to have one welcome email in her welcome sequence, and that's it. So she can plug that in to wherever someone is coming in. And then the next step in that particular automation is going to be wherever she wants them to go. So it could be, like I said, an invitation to a live workshop. It could be to present the Tripwire offer to people again. And there's a separate sequence for that. Then you might have another sequence that invites them into an upsell or something like that. But the key is that entire welcome experience gets to be customized, but you don't have to reinvent the wheel when it comes to your actual welcome email. So your action step from today's episode is really simple. It is to ask yourself the question, do I need to reinvent my welcome email every single time I have people coming in through a lead magnet or something else, right? What does that actually look like? Is there a way that I can just literally have an email sequence that just has the key components in it that don't change no matter how people come into my world? And if that's the case, you go ahead and you separate what you currently have. So my member, for example, had her welcome emails and her funnel components all in one sequence. And this is why she was having to keep doing this every single time. Now she has just separated. And in fact, I really encourage you to create individual sequences for different components so that you can plug and play and mix and match. I do this all the time, and I can't tell you how easy and fun it is to just pull something in and not have to worry about having to try and tweak and refine an entire sequence. So that's your action step, is to think about what you already have, then ask yourself the question, can I just create a welcome sequence? And it can literally have one email in it, right? Sometimes I think we get hung up on the fact that it says sequence, but it's just the ability to automate it, right? That's what the sequence allows us to do, is to automatically deliver that content. And then the only other piece that I would recommend, and this is just kind of optional, but recommended, is that you make sure that if someone has gone through your actual welcome email, that they are tagged as having gone through that. And then you exclude anyone who has received your welcome email from getting it again, right? So that's another way to make sure that your entire welcome experience gets to be easy and fun and doesn't annoy your new person from coming into your world, or a person that grabs a freebie that is already in your world from getting your welcome email again. So that's it for today's simple success session. And if you want help or support in creating your own welcome email experiences, that's exactly what we can do inside the 30-day feedback loop one-on-one coaching. And for just $100, you get 30 days of access to me via Voxer and daily feedback support, which is delivered to you via email. You can grab all the deets at hustleandgroove.com/feedback. So until next time, remember, simple actions lead to beautiful results.